Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right. Here they are. Let's say what's happening to Mary Lou.
Hello, guys.
Happy belated birthday one more time.
Thank you, and thank you for singing. That was so sweet. Yeah. I didn't snap it because I was so in shock.
Warda Hartley, what's happening?
I'm good at just having mild withdrawal symptoms from my cell phone. I forgot it at home.
Yeah, and you... I mean, it's been, what, a half an hour that you haven't had it?
Yeah, the shakes are starting to come on now.
What do you think?
The pain.
What do you think's happening right now on your phone?
Probably like Twitter updates, Instagram updates, the fact that it bothers me that I can't Snapchat being here.
By the way, Warda has the headphone cable in her hands and she is doing some serious damage to that cable right now, pulling it and tugging it with serious withdrawal.
Like I got nothing to do with my hands.
It's a real thing. I've now put on, producer Kat showed me, it's the best thing ever on the iPhone. I've put on this thing where it changes my screen with sunset and sunrise. So that it has less of an impact on my eyes. It's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Want to just fill everyone in on that, producer Kat? How does everyone do that again?
Yeah, it's the new iOS update. I actually learned it from Greg Cohen, who doesn't even have an iPhone. But basically, you go to your brightness settings, display and brightness, and then you can set the night mode, say, from 7:30 at night to the next morning when you wake up. Okay, just hold on.
You take that call. All right. There you see. Her phone works very hard. Okay, so let's get into some of the topics on the agenda here. I want to kick it off with this, because this is... What does this say? This Victoria's Secret thing that's going on at the moment. They are refusing to sell stuff in plus sizes in their underwear range. And now there's been a petition that was launched that, again, they said absolutely no to. Even though the plus size industry in terms of lingerie would be worth around $17.5 billion, Victoria's Secret ain't not gonna make nothing in a bigger than an XL.
I don't mean XL's big already.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know, the thing is, I feel for them. I feel for those plus size women. But at the same time, if you have like G size titties, why would you want like a flimsy piece of lace hanging, like, you know, keeping them up? I just don't feel it's right. But I mean, like, they did say, they did have an excuse for it though. Victoria's Secret did say the reason why they they're not exploring that market is because, not all their lingerie is made from the same factory. So if you're making like size G cups and whatever, it has to be made from a different factory and different designs.
So just a polite way of saying fuck the fat.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, like I was chatting to Mary Lou about this beforehand, and you know, I'm all about like not body shaming people, and people must feel comfortable in their bodies. However, I have a problem, and I feel uncomfortable, and I've spoken to other international fitness experts and personalities that have said the same thing. They feel uncomfortable with the fact that, you know, being overweight and being obese, technically being obese, I mean, if some of these people went and they got themselves checked by a doctor, they would be deemed obese.
Yeah.
Being celebrated. It's not okay to be obese. And it's not about hating on a person who's fat. I'm not saying that. Come to me, you know, contact me. I'll help you. I'll give you all the advice and point you in the right direction. But my thing is, the minute we start celebrating and making things and accommodating overweight people too much, you know,
it becomes a norm.
It becomes a norm. And what you're saying to your kids is, it's okay to be overweight. It's okay to look like this. It's fine. And it's not okay to look like that. And unfortunately, like it is with me, I'm a busty girl. And there's certain things that I just can't wear. I can't start a petition for everything going, oh, I want to wear backless dresses. You need to accommodate me. I just have to accept there's certain things that I can't wear, and there's certain things that a small-breasted girl can't wear or can wear that I can't wear. And for girls who are XXL and triple XL now wanting to squeeze themselves into something they see the Victoria's Secret models wearing, it's a little crazy. It's a little unreasonable, and there's certain limitations. If you want to fit into those things, how about losing some weight and getting down to an XL, which is not tiny. We're not asking you to look like the girls on the ramp. We're just saying get to an acceptable weight where you'll probably feel much better about yourself. You'll probably be a lot more healthier, and you'll probably live longer as well. Because if you're over XL, and unless you're like over 6 foot tall, there's no reason you should be over XL or like really, really like wearing a G cup, unless you're like unusually a big woman. So that it's not obese, it's just your bone structure.
Look, I mean, I think that I don't mind if someone's overweight or not overweight. Like, that's your issue. But you can't be upset if people don't or do cater to you then.
That's my thing.
They're running a business. So, like, I don't mind. If someone wants to go and be 180 kilograms, like, that's fine. Whatever. It's not like I'm not going to talk to the person. I think that's whatever. But if you're going to say, I want to be 180 kilograms, but then I also want to be able to do this and that and the next thing, and everyone must change to suit me,
yeah.
Then it's a little tricky, especially with an aspirational brand like this. It's like saying to Louis Vuitton, you know what? It's not right that you only sell expensive things. Do a cheaper line.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Exactly. You're a brand. You can sell to whomever you want to sell to. And, you know, we must also remember there are so many other brands out there that do cater only for plus size women.
Yeah.
And men.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't get petite people or skinnier people going up to them and be like, well, that's not fair. Let's sign a petition. You guys have to cater to skinnier people or whatever, yes, exactly. You know? So, I just feel like, I mean, there's enough to wear for everyone around this world. Why do you have to wear Victoria's?
And I mean, the picture that you sent, where you see one of the outfits is like the straps and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Imagine that, like, in a size triple XL. It wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't look as nice. That's the thing also what these girls don't understand is the stuff won't look the same on you if it's like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sizes bigger than the model was wearing.
I think the petition to have here is, why is Victoria's Secret not an SA? If we're petitioning about anything.
Yes, maybe, I agree.
There you go.
Why do we have their cheap perfumes and stuff?
I think we have, I think there is a reason for that, and it's because La Senza has some kind of contract with some of the big chain stores here that they're not allowed to bring in Victoria's Secret that sells actual lingerie.
Okay.
Because of La Senza. That's why they only sell perfumes and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day they'll get that right. We need to petition
Mary,
about
that.
Mary,
you need to bring it in.
I mean, at least sell the swimwear, you know?
Something.
I mean, they have amazing swimwear. It's not like La Senza sells swimwear.
Maybe an independent person, like Mary, maybe you should like get investors and bring in Victoria's Secret.
Well, now that the brand is here, I don't think they'll give the contract to anyone else.
We're gonna make a plan. Don't worry, we can petition about this.
Change.org.
Clearly, petitions are a thing.
I agree.
All right, shifting gears for a second, the American Psychiatric Association (APA) has confirmed that taking too many selfies can be considered a mental disorder.
Yeah, selfitis.
Oh, really?
Oh, no way.
Selfitis.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been termed.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so how many selfies is too many?
7 to 8 a day.
That's
not that many.
That's a lot.
No. Because what?
And you're posting all of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I mean, if you take like 7 or 8 in one go and you pick the best one.
No, you're taking 7 as in you're posting 7 a day.
But why would anyone do that?
7 to 8 a day.
I've seen people on social media where, I'm not even joking, they have the same pose, but it's the like 7 different photos. Or, I mean, I'm not 7, but maybe like 5 different photos, but it's the same pose. I don't understand that. Why can't you just pick the best one?
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think 7
there
or 8.
There was a girl in India, I think, in that article who was found to be suffering, was found by the psychiatric department in the hospital to be, suffering from selfitis.
I've got a perfect, you know, do you know how you cure people like that?
Yeah.
Is that you just give them those old phones that you, there's no camera.
Yeah.
Like those, you know, those old Nokia, like 3310.
They'll get worse shakes than me. They'll like probably just like die. Start illustrating themselves. Giving it to people. Photos. This is what I look like.
Listen, so what's the cure? What do we do with this information? Like, do you send someone to like a clinic, or do you confiscate their phone? Do you delete their Instagram when they're not looking?
You take their phone away from them, and they just need to get a fucking life, man.
But like, what I don't understand is like, how can anyone be that addicted to taking a photo of themselves?
I don't know. Like, I actually find that if you post too many selfies, people tend to unfollow you.
Yeah.
When I first started Instagram.
Okay, you were selfieing it up.
I was selfieing it. Actually, not even that many. Like, maybe like once a day. And I actually find that people like unfollow you because it becomes uninteresting.
I have people following and unfollowing me on a daily basis.
That's so stupid.
Like,
are you monitoring?
Well, no. But the thing is, like, you get the notifications. And then,
for example,
you get notifications that people are following you, but then, like, your numbers are not really increasing. It's kind of like going down, going up, going down, going up. But I feel like a lot of people nowadays, it's not as genuine as when Instagram first started, because people will follow you hoping to get a follow back. And the moment you don't follow them back, in 2 days, they will definitely unfollow you.
Yes.
I don't know what we do with this information. I really don't. Like, do you book someone into a clinic? Like, do you, I don't know, block their front camera? I don't know.
I feel like we should do what does it say, a PSA? We should shoot like a PSA about this, like with that music playing in the back. Da, da, da,
da, da. Don't take too many.
Like, hi,
but now, how many snaps is too many snaps? Because now I'm going to put the two of you on the spot. Because the both of you, you're both intense snappers.
In the words of Caddy Heron from Mean Girls, the limit does not exist.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to.
How many times do you snap a day, Mary?
To be fair, like, it depends. I think the most I've snapped, I'll probably have between 20 and 30 individual snaps in a period of 24 hours.
Yeah.
But I won't lie, I used to get irritated with, I still do. Okay, I still do get irritated with people that literally, that you're not doing anything new. You're not snapping about anything new of what you're doing.
You're not telling a story.
Yes, all you see is their front face for the 10 snaps
of
the day. Or
they just play music and they're just like,
That irritates me.
It's like, if I want to see your face speaking the whole time, I wouldn't be watching your snaps. I'd just like look through your photos, you know? But like, you need to show different things of what you're doing. That's the whole point of snap.
Or tell a story.
Yeah.
You know, like, tell a story. Give us a little timeline of something that's happening. And you'd be surprised. Like, I'm always surprised when I like get like feedback like from you, Ari, and you're like, oh, I saw that and I really felt invested in that story. And I was like, wow. That's cool.
No, because I love it. I mean, I don't snap a hell of a lot. And if I do, I usually snap other people. Because I'm not that interesting.
Duncan,
I snap him all the time, just jamming out. But I do love watching what other people have done. Like, I mean, Wada, the other day, I know that you were at the Woolworths picking up a coffee, and then there was a woman who was saying croissant.
Yes, she was saying croissant.
Yeah.
And the poor guy didn't know what the hell she was saying.
She was insistent on pronouncing it like that, and you sort of relayed that story, because what Snapchat exposes are these intricacies of human existence that are really interesting.
Yes.
Those small things that we don't really mention otherwise.
Yeah.
You can't mention it anywhere else.
I will never forget when Mary, your helper, mixed up the rooibos tea with the normal tea. You put the rooibos tea in terms of the boxes, because you know you should put them in like those little tubs or whatever. And you put the rooibos tea in, and then you dramatically threw the tea out into the sink.
Oh yes, I remember that.
Because you were so upset that she'd mixed the two of them up on Snapchat.
And she always swaps them around. She always swaps them around. And you know, sometimes you like in your mind, you know that the left-hand side is normal English breakfast tea, and only the right hand side is rooibos. But every time you open the left hand side without thinking, because in your mind that's a normal thing, it's swapped around, and it irritates me.
Remember the time she snapped about the top that was not ironed? Remember, everything was ironed except that.
When was that? What happened?
It's clearly so creased that I will never be able to walk out the house with it, and I don't understand why she couldn't see that.
How many snaps is too many snaps? But I do love watching Snapchat. And now they've changed it. It's like a TV channel now. Yes. You just scroll from one to the next.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Clearly, I don't have an update.
You got to get the update. It's cool.
Yeah.
This is something that I know, Wada, you really wanted to touch on, and it's been making headlines all week. Actress on Siyavan Dhillon and Mbalim Lochwa, who is Black Coffee's wife. Was in an interracial relationship on the show, kissed a white man, a white guy on the show. Obviously, they knew there was going to be backlash from the audience, but what she didn't expect was backlash from the people at the production company with their racial slurs, and the public obviously have a huge problem with this over at Dani Uerdendal Productions, who make that show for SABC2. And she posted about this on Instagram. I mean, that is just, that's unacceptable.
Of course. And I mean, I just can't believe that in this day and age, people are still, I'm not surprised people are racist, because I mean, that's a given.
Yeah,
people
that's
are still
everywhere.
Racist. That's fine. But the thing, it's not fine, but I mean, we accept that. But the thing is, the fact that people are so gallingly, like, obvious about it, they just don't care. There's like no shame anymore about it. What is it with 2016 where people are just like, I'm just going to show my racist colors and I don't care.
I don't know. I just feel like, and also, as much as you think that you're hiding behind your computer screen and cell phone screens, you're not that hidden, to be honest. Because social media allows us, the public, to see much more of you than you actually want people to.
There's this one comment in the article, or I'd read it, but I don't have my cell phone here, where this woman actually like tried to use the Bible. This viewer, she was in the Bible, there's clear like verses that talk about why the races should not mix. And I was like, really? Is this woman really talking about this? Like, for real? And she was serious.
And she said that if you didn't read that in the Bible, then you're reading the Bible incorrectly.
No, it's shocking, and I don't know what the SABC are going to do about that. I mean, we know that Seven Dillon probably has quite a backward audience, for lack of a better word, based on the show. But certainly on set, for her to have encountered that is shocking, and they're going to have to launch an internal investigation.
I know the SABC spokesperson Kaiser. I can't remember his surname, but he basically said that they take a very strong view of this, and a very dim view of racism charges or racism stories like this, so they are going to investigate it, and obviously heads will roll if people don't like come forward and, you know, are honest about it.
That's it. Well, it's been a very varied edition of the show today. We've touched base on important things like Victoria's Secret and why they don't want to sell to plus-size women. We've touched base on how many selfies is too many selfies.
Selfitis.
We've relived some of Warda and Mary's most interesting Snapchat stories from Mary's tea situation to Warda and the croissant. And then touching on important things in a South African context. What's the big takeaway, though? What's the big message for what's left of the week?
Love and light, guys. Love and light. And follow me on Snapchat.
Ooh. I would just say, like, all you racists, you're going to be exposed. One way or the other, you're going to probably expose yourself. And on my blog next week, I'm unveiling an exclusive interview that FabuFit secured with one of the top personal trainers in the world.
Cool.
Millions of girls will kill to train with him. He is the ultimate guy behind Revenge Bodies. Wow. And he spoke to us.
Fantastic. Yeah, I saw a teaser for that on Instagram.
Spoke to me.
Very, very cool. All right. It's Love Mary Lou on social media and Warda_Hartley on social media as well. And, of course, you can touch base with their blogs as well. Ladies, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
Bye.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours. It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, over floating bridges, and into colossal stormwater drains. You're a machine, and nothing's going to stop you. With two separate routes, a 22K for beginners or a 54K for the tougher riders. Go where no mountain biker has gone before. On the 29th of May, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.